stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got a packed afternoon for you. Before I introduce my next guest, let me just let you know what is coming down the pike. At 3 p.m., I'm going to be joined by Jeff Mandel of Law Forward to discuss an op-ed he just authored for the Cap Times, in which he discusses Brad Schimmel's attempts to keep Wisconsin voters from holding government accountable. How do we do that? Well, step one is usually through our sunshine laws and our open records requests. Well, Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel's been actively working to undermine the potency of Wisconsin's open records law. We're going to discuss that with Jeff at 3 o'clock. And at 3:30, I'm going to be joined by Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. We're going to touch upon the House budget proposal, as well as David's thought about what we might hear this evening from Donald Trump in his first quasi-State of the Union address, not technically one because he hasn't been in office for a year. And of course, Civic Media's got that special coverage starting for you this evening just before 8 p.m., including the Democratic response from newly elected U.S. Senator Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan. Again, check that out and mark your calendars. But in this half hour, I'm very excited to be joined by Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin to talk about the cuts that you and your family may be facing, especially if you're on Medicaid, especially if you receive SNAP benefits. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Megan, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
I just wanted to start out with a bit of a level setter. Calvin, help me make sure I've got this sound nice and clear for everyone to listen to. When we talk about entitlement programs or non-discretionary mandatory spending in the federal budget, those are the techno-speak terms for things like Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and SNAP. So again, if you're out there and you're listening to Republicans and Democrats talk about this stuff and you hear words like, again, discretionary spending versus non-discretionary spending and or entitlements, just remember Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and SNAP benefits, that's mandatory spending. It's baked into the budget cake. It typically is not on the cutting block. And again, these are also referred to as entitlements. Cal, let's take a listen to what now President Trump said about these very benefits on CNBC just last year.
So first of all, there is a lot you can do in terms of entitlements, in terms of cutting, and in terms of also the theft and the bad management of entitlements.
So everyone here, and you included, Megan, we all stand for cutting down on people and cutting off people who abuse these benefits. But saying the words, I'm open to cutting entitlements, that is what Donald Trump has said on the record. And then out of the other side of his mouth, he says things like, I'll never cut Social Security and Medicaid. What's actually going on here, Megan?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could say I was surprised that we have found ourselves where we are today. But to catch folks up a little bit, last week, President Trump and Republicans in Congress gave the green light to make massive cuts to programs like Medicaid, food assistance, and other programs, just so they could pay for even more tax cuts for the wealthy and big corporations. And so it is, like I said, I wish I could say we were surprised, but I think we've known all along that they're trying to make significant cuts in order to give more money to those wealthy and well-connected.
To put this in very specific numbers for folks, and I did this math on the radio yesterday, we're going to do it again because it is so compelling. What the House budget proposal that they have adopted, which is now going to be before the Senate, which is what Donald Trump wants. This is the big, beautiful bill that he keeps talking about. What that proposal did, it did not specify and direct cuts to Medicaid or SNAP food assistance benefits. What it did was mandate bottom or floor levels of cuts and delegate the responsibility to find those cuts to specific House congressional committees. So the analysis has to be not did the bill say cut Social Security or cut Medicaid or cut food assistance, because it doesn't say that. The analysis has to be when it mandates $880 billion at least in cuts that the House Energy and Commerce Committee must make, you have to then look at what spending does the House Commerce and Energy Committee actually oversee. And as soon as you go that extra step, Megan, you quickly find out that only $200 million in federal spending overseen by that specific House committee is non-Medicaid spending. So even if, which is this is an impossibility, the House Energy and Commerce Committee eliminated all $200 billion of all other non-Medicaid spending, which is an impossibility, they would still, to meet the House mandated minimum amount of cuts, they would still have to find $680 billion in cuts from Medicaid. That is basic math. Why are Republicans lying about this to their constituents?
Yeah, I think that's an excellent question. And same goes for the House Agriculture Committee, where Derek Van Orden, yes, our congressman from the third, sits. You know, they were mandated to cut $230 billion. And I think similarly, the math isn't mathing. You know, you are going to have to make significant cuts to the SNAP program in order to meet that mandate. And so, yeah, Congressman Van Orden, Congressman Style, are frankly lying to their constituents. And not only are they lying about these potential cuts, they are refusing to answer to their constituents who are very concerned about what these could mean.
It's no surprise to me that Derek Van Orden, coward that he is as an elected official, I can say that while I deeply respect his service in the military to our country, coward as an elected official, did a little whoops-a-daisy swap out bait and switch with his town hall and moved it without announcing the move to his constituents. A lot of people didn't know where to find him. He didn't want to face the music. That is a cowardly thing to do. We also know that just today, the House GOP's campaign arm, the chair of that organization, told Republican lawmakers today, this morning, to stop holding in-person town halls amid the wave of angry backlash over these cuts. Megan, what do people in the 1st and 3rd congressional districts need to understand, despite Van Orden's Congressman Van Orden's pledges to never cut SNAP benefits, which he received as a young person, to never cut Medicaid? And it goes beyond the 1st and 3rd. I'm going to throw in Tom Tiffany. I'm going to throw in Scott Fitzgerald. I'm going to throw in Tony Weed's district, all of them. What do these folks need to understand is going on here?
Well, first, I have to give credit where credit is due to both Scott Fitzgerald and Glenn Grothman, who at least have the backbone to hold town halls and hear from their constituents, something, to my understanding, Derek Van Orden has yet to do in his time serving as a member of Congress. So certainly, I think his constituents need to know that they need to keep up the pressure on him to hold those town halls. And I believe just a few minutes ago before I got on, Congressman Van Orden responded to this news story about people telling them not to hold town halls, saying that pressure to hold town halls is something akin to the playbook from Nazis and Marxists. So if that's what Congressman Van Orden thinks about his constituents and their desire to get answers from him, I think he has a lot to answer for. But I think what
hang on. I'm sorry. Did a sitting congressman, a Wisconsin congressman, just call his constituents Nazis for wanting to address their concerns face to face in three dimensions in person to the congressman directly? Did he just call his constituents Nazis, Megan? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, he essentially claimed that the tactics of pressuring members of Congress to hold town halls and to show up and demand answers to questions about these devastating cuts comes from the same playbook as Nazis and Marxists. So yeah, it's really quite appalling. And frankly, I think folks in the third see right through it.
Well, folks, if you would like to express your opinion about Derek Van Orten. If you live in Derek Van Orten's congressional district and you would like to express your opinion about being called a Nazi because you think members of Congress, Democrat or Republican, MAGA or not, should actually be required and should be encouraged to hold in-person town halls so that they can hear directly from the people that put them in their office, who pay their salaries and benefits, please give us a call or text 855-752-4842. If you are in Derek Van Orten's congressional district and you object to being called a Nazi for wanting Congressman Van Orten to hold one town hall, give us a call, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I am appalled. Perhaps Mr. Van Orten needs to go back to high school history classes. But I'm sorry, Megan, I had cut you off because I was so shocked to hear that. Thank you for breaking some news for us. But what really is going on here? My question has always been, dear MAGAs, if you are so proud of the cuts, if this is such a good thing for the middle class, if this is going to work so fabulously well, why not just tell people that this is what you're doing?
Yeah, listen, I think the whole point of this, as I'm sure you've discussed previously here, is that this is somewhat of a double whammy. Not only are they cutting these programs or planning to cut these programs that people rely on, but these same people that are going to be impacted are also not going to benefit from the tax breaks that they're using this money to put towards. So these cuts are all being made in the name of extending more tax breaks to the ultra rich and big corporations that are also conveniently donors to these Republicans, and the middle class and workers in Wisconsin are going to be left behind.
Look at how the math checks out to Megan's exact point. The tax cuts for households in the top 1%, the richest of the rich, the top 1%, if the House budget proposal that Donald Trump laid the terms for is formally adopted by the Senate and signed into law by Donald Trump, the cost of that is $1.1 trillion. Oh, guess what the total amount of quote unquote savings will be from the proposed cuts to Medicaid and SNAP? Oh, magically, it also equals $1.1 trillion. I don't think that getting that math correct was an error. We've got some folks that want to weigh in, Megan, if that's okay with you. I'd love to give our listeners a chance to express their opinion. Jean from Eau Claire, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Do you think constituents that demand town halls from Congress people are Nazis?
Well, I'll tell you something. Maybe that's in response to my call today. Because it seems every time I call his office, he takes an action that's really quite negative toward people calling in. And I was very concerned about what the president did, you know, to Zelensky and, you know, how it goes with, you know, the hearings that were on and what they're doing with Social Security and how they're attacking our country from the inside out and hurting people instead of, you know, trying to, you know, make our country a better place. And maybe that was, maybe I'm a Nazi, huh? Thank you. This is so ridiculous. He needs to be voted out fast. Thank you, guys. Hang in.
Thank you. Thank you, Jean from Eau Claire. We've got Tom from Jackson up next. Are constituents that demand Congress people show up for town halls Nazis, Tom?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Go ahead. Yep. Go ahead.
I listened to what he had to say, and what your guest is saying is not exactly accurate. What he was saying is that they're Democrats who are pretending to be Republicans that are disrupting these meetings. That's what he's saying.
And Tom, I don't care if Democrats are coming to a Republican's town hall. If they're a constituent, they ain't a Nazi. We're going to come back with our special guest, Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin. We're going to dig in and share some of the numbers of folks right here in the state that depend on SNAP and Medicaid. You and your family may be part of that number. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name's Maggie. We'll be right back.